This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hello, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events and ideas, people, and places from around the world. Today, we'll be learning about a very special day in the Australian calendar, Clean Up Australia Day. Now, this important yearly event is the day when Aussies from every corner of the country come out to pick up rubbish from wherever they find it. Now, you might have taken part in this huge nationwide event at school or even with your family. Well, today, we'll answer all your questions so you can feel like a true Clean Up Australia expert. So, as we always do here at Crash Course Podcast, let's start with the basics. So the obvious first question is, when did Clean Up Australia Day start? Well, it started all the way back when I was a kid. I know, a long time ago. Yep. In fact, it started in 1989. But that first event was actually called Clean Up Sydney Harbour Day and was all about cleaning up the harbour side, but also in it as well. Yep. That's right, they pulled all sorts of stuff out of the harbour that year, including bicycles, shopping trolleys, and even a bunch of cars. In all, 40,000 people volunteered on the day, and together they collected 5,000 tonnes of rubbish. Now bear in mind a normal family car weighs about 1 tonne, so that gives you some idea that 5,000 tonnes is a lot of rubbish. Now, Clean Up Sydney Harbour Day really captured everyone's imagination. So the next year, the event was reinvented as Clean Up Australia Day. And that saw people from all over the country getting out with rubbish bags and cleaning up their local area. Since then, the event has grown and grown. And today, it's bigger and better than ever. Okay. So we know Clean Up Australia Day started in 1989. But whose idea was it? Well, the brains behind Clean Up Australia Day was a bloke called Ian Kiernan. Now, he's a famous sailor, and he was inspired to start the day because he was appalled by how much rubbish he saw floating in the ocean on his big sailing trips. He then teamed up with an excellent business person and environmentalist called Kim McKay, who, by the way, runs none other than the Australian Museum these days. Together, with their brains put together, Clean Up Australia Day was born. But Ian and Kim didn't just stop at Clean Up Australia Day. A couple of years later, they teamed up with the United Nations to launch the Clean Up the World campaign. And today, that involves 80 countries around the world, and over 30 million volunteers. That's more than the whole population of Australia. They also run Business Cleanup Day, School Cleanup, which is just for you guys, and more local events like Clean Up the Kimberley in Western Australia and Clean Up the Alps in the mountains of Victoria. So let's finish off with some parent and teacher wowing facts and figures all about Clean Up Australia Day. So at the most recent event, more than 900,000 people volunteered to help out at over 13,000 sites all across the country, from Tasmania to Queensland, the Northern Territory to South Australia, and everywhere in between. Most of the rubbish collected was things like cigarette butts, plastic drink bottles, bottle caps, alcohol bottles, clothing and food wrappers. Now, the good news is that most of the rubbish collected can be recycled and turned into useful items once again. And all these amazing volunteers pick up the rubbish in all sorts of places. Now, parks are the number one spot, but also beaches and rivers, schools and roadsides, out in the bush, on footpaths, and even at the bottom of rivers and bays. And that's collected by people diving down with rubbish bags in their hand. But that's about all the time we have today. Terrific listening. I hope you feel like you know just that little bit more about Clean Up Australia Day. Now, it happens on the first Sunday of every March, so make sure you get out there and do your bit to keep your beautiful country, well, beautiful. Last year, almost 4,000 schools took part. Did yours? Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot and catch you next time.